Three scientists will share this year's Nobel Prize in Physics for creating a whole new form of matter. It is neither a solid, a liquid, nor a gas. It only exists at extremely low temperatures, and it has properties that fascinate a whole generation of physicists, as NPR's Richard Harris reports.
The material is called a Bose-Einstein condensate, and scientists had been dreaming of discovering it since the 1920s, when Indian physicists Satyendra Bose and Albert Einstein predicted it would exist. Wolfgang Ketterle decided to chase that dream when he moved from Germany to the Massachusetts Institute of Technology about 10 years ago.
Actually, when I became an assistant professor at MIT, I thought it may take me a lifetime. It may motivate me for my whole life to do good physics, to hunt for Bose-Einstein condensation. And I couldn't believe that it happened already 2 years afterwards.
The big break turned out to be technology, lasers and magnets and related gear that could be used to cool atoms down to unbelievably low temperatures, practically absolute zero, which is needed for this kind of matter. That technology was also being put to use in Boulder, Colorado. Eric Cornell, employed by the National Institute of Standards and Technology, pursued the same goal. He well remembers his moment of success on June 4, 1995.
It was one of those rare moments in physics where it sort of comes out better than you expect. So often in science, you're looking for something. If it's going to be an important discovery, almost by definition, it's something which is very hard to see. And so you're looking very hard, and it emerges kind of hazily from the shadows.
But this didn't emerge from the shadows. An image on his computer screen jumped out at him. What he saw was the atoms in his laser cooling apparatus had lost their individual identities. They'd merged into one superatom, a new state of matter unlike any on Earth, the Bose-Einstein condensate. Cornell's collaborator at the University of Colorado, Carl Wieman, also played a critical role in discovering this strange stuff.
It's a particularly curious form of matter in that it's totally quantum mechanical in its behavior, and so it acts in very bizarre ways that normal material doesn't.
For example, this material can sometimes be a wave. It can sometimes be a particle, the way light can. Wieman says start with a blob of this material in the bottom of a trap that can hold it still.
If you put another blob on top of it, you can cancel out that material. And so two blobs added together make nothing there. But somewhere else, there's four times as many atoms as there were before.
Just the way light waves can either add up or cancel each other out. The material can also be molded into a coherent beam, like a laser beam, only made of atoms instead of light. That opens up the possibility of drawing with this beam to build microscopic machines. That's still a distant fantasy. What is not a fantasy is this. Wolfgang Ketterle says hundreds of physicists around the world were so excited by these discoveries that they've turned their careers to study Bose-Einstein condensates.
In hindsight, it seems that this was just the stuff many people were waiting for. I didn't expect it. That was probably the biggest surprise, this explosive growth of the field, how versatile, how universal this new form of matter is for studies of fundamental physics.
Ketterle, Cornell, and Wieman will share the prize, and about $950,000, on December 10th. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.